Greeting to our brothers and sisters here in Bowen Park Church in the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣圣名跟伯恩教会的弟兄姐妹问安。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for gathering our brothers and sisters here on the Sabbath to worship Him.
首先我要感谢神，让大家可以聚集在这边来敬拜他。
Being able to assemble on this blessed day is indeed the wonderful grace of our Lord.
我们在这个祝福的日子当中可以来这里聚集，的确是神的恩典。
The Sabbath is designed for us to have rest in God.
安息日是神所设立让我们来休息。
It is also a reminder to us that we have a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
同时也是一个提醒，让我们知道我们跟我们的天父有一个关系。
He is the Creator, and we are His created beings.
他是创造者，而我们是被创造的。
And our duty towards Him is to worship Him in totality.
而我们的本分就是必须要用我们的全心全意来敬拜他。
So in order to worship Him, we must constantly sanctify ourselves, which the Sabbath indicates.
而要敬拜他，我们要常常在安息日的时候提醒我们自己要分别为圣。
Only those who sanctify themselves are able to draw close to God.
只有那些能够保持圣洁的人才能够来亲近神。
Because our God is a God of truth and a God of holiness.
因为我们的神是真理的神，是圣洁的神。
I think more importantly, by observing the Sabbath, we are reminded that there is a future eternal rest.
更重要的是，当我们来守安息日的时候，是提醒我们说神赐给我们的是一个永恒未来的安息。
So we all hope that one day we can enter into that future rest of God.
所以我们都希望有一天我们可以进入神所安排的永久的安息。
For this service, I'm going to share with you a part of the Lord's Prayer.
今天我要跟大家分享主题是在主的祈祷文中。
We turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们翻开马太福音第六章。
Please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
We read verse 13.
马太福音第六章十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 13.
马太福音第六章十三节。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
马太福音第六章十三节，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
Here Jesus teaches us how to pray.
在这里，主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
One part of our prayer should include the deliverance from the evil one.
而其中有一个部分告诉我们，我们要救我们脱离凶恶。
I think in the Chinese it says like danger, but in the English it means the wicked one, that is Satan.
在中文里面是说脱离凶恶，而在英文里面它的意思是脱离恶者，也就是撒旦。
You know that Satan always uses temptation to cause us to fall.
我们知道撒旦常常会用一些试炼来绊倒我们。
Sometimes, you know, we may not know how to overcome temptations.
有的时候我们不知道怎么样来战胜。
Overcome temptations. 战胜试探。
有时候我们不知道怎么战胜试探。
That's why we need God's guidance and deliverance.
所以我们需要神的引导以及脱离帮助我们脱离。
We find that the methods adopted by Satan is very different from one to another.
我们发现撒旦所用的伎俩常常是 一直在变化，每一次都不一样。
That's why we need God's wisdom to see clearly in order to keep ourselves safe in the Lord.
所以我们需要神赐给我们智慧，来帮助我们了解，帮助我们脱离。
I guess that our ultimate aim in believing in Jesus is to gain entry into the kingdom of God.
我相信我们相信主耶稣最终的目的就是要进入天国。
So for this service, I'm going to use some example based on the Bible to help us understand how to, you know, be victorious over Satan.
所以我今天想要再用圣经当中的一些例子来帮助我们了解怎么样子脱离撒旦的诡计。
Yes, God has the power to deliver us.
的确，神有这个权柄能够让我们脱离凶恶。
But we need to do our part as well.
但是我们也有我们该做的部分。
So we first turn to Ephesians.
首先我们看翻开以弗所书。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
We read verse 2.
以弗所书第二章第二节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2.
以弗所书第二章第二节。
In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
以弗所书二章二节，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
第三节，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Here Paul talks about the past life of the believers in Ephesus.
在这里，保罗在讲以弗所的信徒在他们信主之前的行为。
Paul says that there were children of disobedience or sons of disobedience.
在这里保罗提到悖逆之子。
Because they conducted themselves according to their own lust.
因为他们随从今世的风俗。
And you know, they act according to the desire of their hearts.
放纵肉体的私欲。
And they were called the sons of disobedience.
他们被称为悖逆之子。
In verse 2, we are told that the son of disobedience were actually under the control of the prince of the air.
而在第二节提到说，悖逆之子实际上是顺服空中掌权的首领。
So quite clearly, before their conversion, they were under the dictates of Satan.
所以他们成为基督徒之前，他们是在撒旦的掌控下。
After their conversion, they were saved. They were emancipated from the power of the wicked one.
在他们在信主之前，他们是被这个邪恶的邪灵所控制。
But after their conversion, they were emancipated from the power of the wicked one.
而当他们信主之后，他们就可以从这邪恶的力量当中脱离。
That's why Paul tells them they must be children of obedience.
所以在这里，保罗说必须要做顺服之子。
We are God's children.
我们是神的儿女。
Because He has saved us.
因为他拯救我们。
So we must learn to obey God.
所以我们要学会顺服。
If we fail to obey, then we shall become children of disobedience.
如果说我们不顺服神，我们就成为悖逆之子。
And if that is the case, then the prince of the air shall take control over our life once again.
如果是这样情况的话，那空中掌权者，也就是邪灵，又再次的控制我们。
We read chapter 5.
我们继续念第五节，第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
We read verse 6.
第六节。
Ephesians 5 verse 6.
以弗所书第五章第六节。
Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
以弗所书第五章第六节，不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Paul feared that the members or the believers in the church would be deceived.
保罗提到在信徒当中会被欺哄。
他担心，he feared that you know the believers of the church.
在这里，保罗担心教会的信徒会被欺哄。
Because those who were deceived will become sons of disobedience.
因为那些被欺哄的会成为悖逆之子。
Meaning that they will once again come under the control of Satan.
也就是说，他们会再次的在撒旦的控制之下。
They will let into conducting their life contrary to the principles of God.
他们会又再次过一个违背神的命令的生活。
And that is something that Paul wants them to understand.
所以这是保罗要让他们了解到。
We turn to Colossians.
让我们继续翻开哥罗西书。
We turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
We read verse 6.
哥罗西书第三章第六节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 6.
哥罗西书第三章第六节。
Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience.
哥罗西书三章六节，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
We need to bear this in mind. The message here is not directed to people out with the church, outside the church. It's not talking to people outside the church.
我们必须要很小心的知道，在这里所讲的话，并不是在对教会以外的人讲。
It's talking to believers who have been baptized into Christ.
而是在跟信徒，也就是说已经受洗的。信徒讲话。
So in a way, Paul was warning them.
所以在这里，保罗在警告他们。
That they should not adopt their former lifestyle.
不要再回到原先的生活。
You know, to become sons of disobedience will incur the wrath of God.
因为神的愤怒会临到悖逆之子。
Today we have been chosen.
我们今天已经被拣选。
We know that Satan is doing his best to tempt us away from Christ.
我们知道撒旦正在极尽其所能的要把我们拉离开神。
That's why we need to draw closer to God by engaging longer prayers.
所以我们必须更亲近神，用比较长的祷告。
Every time when we pray, we should pray in the Spirit.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要用圣灵来祷告。
To pray to such an extent that our heart is changed.
我们要祷告到一个程度，是我们的心被改变。
Every time when we kneel down to pray.
每一次当我们跪下来祷告。
Not only we ask God for His favor. Not only we ask God to do us a favor.
我们每一次跪下来祷告，并不是只是求神来成全我们一些事。
We want God to strengthen our hearts so that we can stand against the attacks of Satan.
我们要求神坚固我们的心，所以我们可以来抵挡撒旦。
So that we will not be led astray. So that we will not be led astray.
所以我们不会被引导偏离。
I think this is the prayer that we need to offer to God all the times.
我觉得这就是我们每次祷告都要必须要做的事。
If you are not careful, we can become children of disobedience.
如果我们不小心的话，我们会成为悖逆之子。
In this way, we shall be overcome by Satan.
我们就会被撒旦所胜过。
We turn to James, look at another example.
我们再继续看另外一个例子，我们看雅各书。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
We read from verse 7 to verse 10.
我们从第七节念到第十节。
James chapter 4, verse 7 to verse 10.
雅各书第四章七到十节。
Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
第七节，故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人呐，要清洁你们的心。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom.
第九节，你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up.
勿要在主面前自卑，主必叫你们升高。
Here is like, you know, telling us how God would deliver us from the wicked one.
这里神这是在教我们神怎么帮助我们来脱离恶者。
But there are things that we need to do as well.
有一些事情我们自己必须做到。
If you look at verse 8, yeah?
在第八节。
These are the things that we need to do.
这是我们必须要做的。
First, we need to draw close to God.
第一点我们必须要亲近神。
To draw close to God requires us to cleanse our hands.
我们要亲近神，必须要做到，就是我们的手要洁净。
Sometimes we find that our hands have done wicked things.
有时候我们发现我们的手做了邪恶的事。
Have done things which are not pleasing to God.
我们发现我们手做了一些，让神不高兴的事。
Here verse 8 also says, as sinners, we must purify our hearts.
第八节也提到，有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手。
And double-minded need to be faithful in God.
心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
Meaning that you know, we must come back to God and trust in the Lord.
代表说我们必须要回归神，信靠他。
And to submit to God once again.
而再次的顺服他。
We find that to be humble is no longer a simple task in our life.
我们发现在我们的生活当中要谦卑变成一个很困难的事。
Because the world teaches us to voice out our own opinions.
因为这个世界教导我们的是，我们必须要把我们的想法、我们的意见提出来。
To tell us that we are different from others.
告诉我们说我们要跟别人不同。
We must, you know, adopt things which are new.
我们要接受一些新的东西。
And forget about what is old.
我们要忘记过一些旧的东西。
As human beings, we need to express our individualism.
我身为人，我们必须要强调我们的个人性。
And this is what the world is teaching us today.
这是今天世界所教导我们的。
But the Bible tells us.
但圣经告诉我们的是。
We must submit to God.
我们必须要顺服神。
Come under the authority of God.
我们要在神的权柄下。
In this way, we shall be protected by the Lord.
这样子，我们就是在神的保护下。
We find that Satan does not touch us.
我们就发现撒旦不能碰触我们。
If pride rules in the heart, if pride rules in the heart,
如果说我们的心被骄傲所胜过。
It's like, you know, we give ground to Satan to work.
这样子我们就给魔鬼留地步。
Eventually we shall be defeated by Satan.
这样子我们最后就会被魔鬼打败。
So to submit to God requires us to be humble.
所以要顺服神要求的就是我们必须要谦卑。
Some people say Satan is so powerful.
有的人说撒旦非常的有力量。
It seems that, you know, Satan can cause so much havoc to humanity and even to the church of God.
好像撒旦可以在教会以及在人类当中做很多事。
It's like, you know, he can do what he wants to do.
好像他可以为所欲为。
It seems that, you know, no restrictions or any form of restriction can be imposed on him.
好像他没有任何的限制在他身上。
So where does the problem lie?
这个问题是在发生在哪边呢？
I want to read verse 7 very carefully again.
我们再小心的念第七节。
Please read the James chapter 4 verse 7.
我们念雅各书第四章第七节。
Here it says, therefore submit to God.
故此你们要顺服神。
Resist the devil.
勿要抵挡魔鬼。
And he will flee from you.
魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
What is James saying here?
这里雅各所说的是什么？
If we submit to God,
如果我们顺服神
，truly submit to him，
如果我们真正的顺服神
，follow his ways，follow God's ways，
照神的路所走。
According to James，
遵照雅各书所说的
，he will flee from you，
魔鬼必离开我们逃跑。
He will be afraid of you，
他会惧怕我们。
Today we find that Satan can cause so much havoc in our life.
我们今天看到魔鬼在我们的生活当中可以造成很多影响。
And in the church.
在教会也造成很多影响。
Because we fail to submit to God.
这是因为我们没有顺服神。
That is the problem.
就是问题所在。
It's not that Satan is so powerful that God has no control over him.
并不是说魔鬼这么有力量，神没办法控制他。
Rather because we are not submissive enough.
而是因为我们没有顺服神。
Today, if we all learn to be humble,
如果今天我们都学习顺服神
，come before Him and admit our wrongs,
来到他面前，承认我们的错
，cleanse our hands,
清洁我们的手
，purify our hearts,
清洁我们的心
，Satan will flee from us.
魔鬼会逃跑。
This is what the Bible says.
这是圣经所告诉我们。
This is the word of God.
这就是神的话。
Unless we don't believe in what James says.
如果除非说你是不相信圣经的话。
God is all powerful.
神是全能的。
Satan is nothing.
撒旦不算什么。
The Bible says he will flee from us.
圣经说魔鬼必离开逃跑。
This is our faith in the word of God.
这就是我们在 神的话的信心。
That's why the church should gather together to pray and to become humble before God.
所以教会要聚集起来，在神面前谦卑地过一下祷告。
In this way, God will help us to overcome Satan and to build up the church.
这样子，神就可以帮助我们抵挡魔鬼，建立教会。
Now we look at another example.
我们再继续看一个例子。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
We read verse 5.
彼得前书第五章第五节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
彼得前书第五章第五节。
Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility.For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
彼得前书第五章第五节，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Here Peter is setting an order in the church.
在这里，彼得告诉教会一个次序。
The order is that younger people must submit to their elders.
这个次序就是年幼的要顺服年长。
And at the same time, everyone must show mutual submissions.
而同时，众人也要彼此顺服。
So that the entire church will be clothed with humility.
所以整个教会就会是谦卑的。
In this way, you find that God will give grace to the church.
这样子我们就看到神会赐福给这个教会。
We look at verse 6. Verse 6.
继续看第六节。
Chapter 5, verse 6.
第五章第六节。
Therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
第五章第六节，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Verse 7.
第七节
casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Verse 8.
第八节
Now be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫狮子。确定游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
In this section, Peter talks about casting our care upon Jesus.
在这一段当中，彼得告诉我们，我们要把我们的忧虑卸给神。
We also need to be vigilant.
我们也必须要谨守。
Because our enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion.
因为我们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫狮子，遍地游行。
In order to be vigilant, to be sober.
而要谨守警醒的话。
We need to submit to the authority of God.
我们就必须要顺服神的权柄。
That is in verse 6.
这 这是在第六节所提到的。
Submit or humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
There's a question we need to answer here.
在这里我们要问一个问题。
How can we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and what does it mean?
我们要怎么样在神的大能手下自卑？这代表什么？
God is a spirit. You can't see God.
神是一个灵，我们看不到神。
Now when you look at verse 5.When you look at verse 5,
当你看到第五节,
an order has been set in the church.
这所说的都是在教会里面。
An order has been set in the church.
在教会里面有一个次序。
That is, there must be mutual submissions.
提到的是我们要彼此顺服。
So if everyone in the church pursue to submit to one another,
所以如果在教会当中我们可以彼此顺服。
The younger ones submit to the elders.
年幼的顺服年长。
And we show mutual respect, mutual submissions.
而我们彼此尊重彼此顺服。
Then we find that we are humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
这样子我们就发现我们是自卑伏在神大能的手下。
Because mutual submission is a teaching that God wants us to fulfill.
因为彼此顺服是神的命令。
So if we do not practice this,
所以如果我们不实行这个,
it means that we don't submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
这就代表我们不顺服在神大能的手下。
Then we are not being vigilant.
这样子我们就没有谨守。
We give ground to Satan to work.
我们给撒旦留地步。
Then how do you expect God to deliver us from the wicked one?
这样子的话，我们能怎么样子能够让神脱离我们凶恶
？The Bible also tells us.
圣经也同时告诉我们。
We need to submit to authority and government.
我们必须要顺服权威。
What more about the church? 更何况是教会。
更何况是教会。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是神的身体。
It's established by God Himself.
是神亲自建立。
Should we not all the more submit to the church?
我们不是更应该要顺服教会
？Should we not all the more submit to one another？
我们不是更应该彼此顺服
？By so doing, we submit under the mighty hand of God.
这样子做，我们就是顺服在神大能的手下。
In this way, Satan does not touch us.
这样子，撒旦就没有办法攻击我们。
You find that if we show submission,
我们发现如果说我们彼此顺服
，we won't have too much worries and concerns in our hearts.
我们就不会有很多的忧虑。
Because we know that God is with us.
因为我们知道神与我们同在。
We humble ourselves before God.
我们在神面前谦卑下来。
We are being protected, being covered by the grace of God.
我们就被神的恩典所保护。
You find that our heart is always at peace with the Lord.
我们就会发现在神当中我们的心永远是平静安稳。
We can be always, you know,We can always stay alert and vigilant against Satan.
而我们就可以常保持谨守警醒。
So we hope that the church can submit to one another.
所以我们希望教会可以彼此顺服。
So believers must submit to the order of the church.
信徒可以对教会的权威顺服。
We turn to 1 John.
让我们再看约翰一书。
Let's look at another example. We turn to 1 John chapter 5.
让我们继续看约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
We read verse 18.
约翰一书第五章第十八节。
First John chapter 5 verse 18.
约翰一书第五章第十八节。
We know that whoever is born of God does not sin. But he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him.
约翰一书第五章第十八节，我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。
Here we can see the mighty power of God.
在这里我们可以看到神的大能。
And the promise of God is such that the wicked one does not touch us.
在这里神的应许是恶者无法害我们。
Indicating that the power of God is infinitely greater than that of Satan.
这代表的是神的能力比撒旦的能力强多了。
But there's a condition attached.
但是有一个条件。
To receive the protection from God,
要得到神的保护。
Requires us to keep ourselves in Him.
要求的是我们必须要保守我们自己在神当中。
Meaning that we must not sin against God.
代表的是我们 不能犯罪。
We must do our best to keep the word of God.
我们必须要保守自己。
Okay, keep the word of God.
我们必须要遵守神的话。
By keeping the word of God, we keep ourselves in the Lord.
当我们遵守神的话，我们就保守自己在神当中。
We turn to John.
让我们再翻回约翰福音。
Please turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
We read chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
Please turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
We read verse 7.
第七节。
Chapter 15, verse 7.
约翰福音十五章第七节。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
约翰福音十五章第七节，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
To abide in God means also to abide in his word.
要在神里面代表的也是我们要常在他的话语里。
So we must know the word of God.
我们必须要知道神的话语。
We keep the word of God, we live in the word of God.
我们要遵守神的话，我们要实行神的话。
Meaning thatIn our life, we function according to the principle of God.
代表的是在我们的日常生活当中，我们要照着神的原则来行事。
If we follow the words, then God is there to protect us.
如果说我们遵守神的话，神就会保护我们。
The wicked one will flee from us.
恶者就会。
He does not touch us. He has no part in our life.
就没有办法伤害我们，而会逃离我们。
Today we find that keeping the words of God is no longer simple.
今天我们发现要遵守神的话语并不容易。
Because there are so many temptations out there that can easily draw us away from God.
因为在外面有太多的诱惑让我们来离开神的话。
You know, like things that are contrary to the word of God are being promoted out with the church.
有一些不遵守神的话的说法在却在教会里面
教会外面
常常被提到。
For example, people legalize sins today.
比方说人们让一个犯罪的行为成为合法的行为。
In the past, what is deemed, you know, sinful, now is being deemed right.
在过去是犯罪的行为，现在却成为正确的行为。
So we are facing a lot of challenges.
所以我们面对很多的挑战。
So to keep ourselves in God requires to truly hold on to the words.
所以要保守我们在神里面，代表的是我们要抓住神的话。
We must not waver in holding on to the word of God. We must be steadfast in holding on to the words of God.
我们必须要在神的话语当中建立我们自己。
Today, you find that even our beliefs are being challenged.
今天我们发现，即使是我们的信徒，也常常受到这样子的挑战。
Our beliefs,
我们的信仰。今天我们信仰也常常受到挑战。
Sometimes we find it difficult to, you know, to defend against this kind of challenges.
有的时候，我们发现我们很难。抵挡这个挑战。
You know the church has a foundation.
我们知道教会是有根基。
And the foundation is Christ.
这个根基就是耶稣基督。
According to my version, it says that Jesus Christ is like the embodiment of the truth. The truth is in Jesus.
真理是在耶稣基督里。
And the foundation of the church is Jesus.
而教会的根基就是耶稣基督。
And therefore, the truth is the foundation of the church.
所以真理是教会的根基。
This must be upheld. The truth must be upheld.
所以真理必须要坚守住。
We cannot desert, we cannot cast away the truth.
我们不能从这个真理当中偏离。
So when the truth is cast to the ground,
所以这个真理是建立在地上。如果这个真理被抛在地上，
You'll see confusion everywhere.
你就会看到有很多的迷惑。
It's like, you know, there's no peace, there's no rest in our family and even in the church.
就会发现在我们的家庭，在我们的教会当中没有平安。
So we must hold on to the truth.
所以我们必须要坚守住真理。
According to the promise of in 1 John,
就像约翰一书所告诉我们的应许。
Then this wicked one does not touch us.
这样子恶者就没办法伤害我们。
He has no power to touch us.
恶者没有权柄能够来伤害我们。
Because the power of God is much greater than his.
因为神的权柄比恶者的权柄高多了。
We look at the final example.
我们再继续看一个例子。
The final example.
我们看最后的例子。
We turn to 1 Timothy.
我们看提摩太前书。
Chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
We read verse 1.
念第一节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
提摩太前书第四章第一节。
Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirit and doctrines of demons.
提摩太前书第四章第一节，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Here we are told that the Spirit expressly or explicitly says that in latter time, what will happen to some of us?
这里提到圣灵明白的说，在后来的时候，有什么事情会发生？
There would be some people who give heed to deceiving spirit.
有一些人会听从那引诱人的 邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
And doctrines of demons.
鬼魔的道理。
Now, think about this very carefully.
我们来仔细的想一想。
We cannot see deceiving spirits.
我们没有办法看到引诱人的邪灵。
Because, you know, spirit is not of the flesh.
因为灵并不是肉体可以看得到。
Then how can a person give heed to the deceiving spirit?
那一个人怎么能够听从引诱人的邪灵？
How can someone pay attention to, you know, a spirit that he cannot see?
一个人怎么能听一个他看不到的邪灵？
Now I think it's linked to the second part.
我觉得是跟第二段是有相连的。
That is the doctrines of demons.
鬼魔的道理。
Now let me explain this.
让我再解释。
Today we cannot see Jesus.
我们今天看不到主耶稣基督。
Because Jesus is in the spirit.
因为主耶稣基督是个灵。
How can we pay attention to God?
那我们怎么样子能够注意听神的道理？
By observing His words.
我们就是遵行他的话语。
Today we say we love God.
今天我们说我们爱神
，because we follow His words，
因为我们遵行他的道理。
Today we say we believe in Jesus，
今天我们说我们信主
，because we believe in what the Bible says，
因为我们相信圣经所说的。
Though we cannot see God，
虽然我们看不到神
，we continue to love Him，
我们继续的爱他
，because of the word that we have received，
因为我们从他所得到神的话。
Likewise， if we pay attention to doctrines which are not taught by the church。
同样的，如果我们今天听的我们所领受的不是圣经的道理，我们所听从的
doctrine not taught by the church，
我们今天听从不是教会所教导的道理
，or doctrines not taught by the apostles，
或者是我们那个道理不是使徒所教导的
，we are paying attention to the deceiving spirit，
我们就是在听鬼魔的道理。
We are paying attention to the deceiving spirit.
我们就在听从引诱人的邪灵。
It's like we are worshiping the deceiving spirit.
这就像我们在崇拜这个邪灵。
Today we say we worship God.
今天我们说我们在崇拜神。
Because the Bible teaches us how to draw close to Him and how to worship Him.
因为圣经告诉我们怎么亲近神，怎么样子来敬拜他。
So we must be very alert.
所以我们必须要很小心。
God has the power to deliver us from the wicked one.
神有能力来脱离我们，使我们脱离凶恶。
But on our part, we must not pay attention to the deceiving spirit.
但是我们该做的部分就是我们不应该听从引诱人的邪灵。
Otherwise, we allow ourselves to be tempted by Satan.
不然的话，我们就让撒旦来试探我们。
So may God preserve the church here.
所以求神保守我们的教会。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来一起唱一首诗。
154。
194首。
154。
154首。赞美诗154首。
是红衣不穿。 seated.
请坐。
Now we are going to have our concluding prayer.
接下来我们要祷告。
In our prayer, we pray for the holy work here in Bowen Park Church.
在我们祷告当中，我们把在伯恩教会的圣工放在祷告里。
We also pray for one another.
我们也彼此代祷。
Let's kneel down to pray.
让我们一起跪下来祷告。